the 17th person to join the meeting.
Good morning, everyone. This is
good morning.
This is Serena Roloff, and joining me today is Steve Gary, CFO at UCMC, Janet Martin, VP of Finance, Diane Arteri, VP of Materials Management, and Lindy Nesbitt, Legal Counsel. I want to start off by thanking everyone for participating in today's call. And the purpose of the call is to answer any of the questions that were submitted in writing in response to our RFP 21916 Paid Claims Review Services. And now I will pass it over to Janet Martin.
Good morning, everyone. Again, I want to echo Serena's comments. Thank you for your interest in participating in this project with us and your participation in this phone call this morning. We have several questions that were submitted, so we'll just begin. The first one is, will we be able to redline the standard clauses and insurance requirements? I have a legal response to that, so forgive me if it's wordy. ECMCC requires respondents to agree to its standard terms and conditions. Redlines will be considered by ECMC, but respondents must be prepared to accept the terms as is in order to submit their proposal. ECMC will consider alternates to the insurance requirements on a case-by-case basis. Number two, what is the time frame for receipt of zero balance claims? We are eager to begin this, so that process will begin immediately after the contract is executed. Number three, are the use of offshore resources allowable? The answer to that is no. Number four, can you provide a list of your top payers by facility and a percent of revenue breakdown of reimbursement by payers? For questions 4, 7, and 8, I will refer you to our audited financial statements, which can be found on our website. I do have the values here to share with you, which I will do at this time, but for more in-depth information, again, I would refer you to those statements.
And Janet, just to clarify, they don't have a list of these questions like you do, so they might not know what 4, 7, and 8 are.
Oh, okay, thank you. On our Terrace View, our long-term care facility, our Medicaid fee-for-service business represents 60%. Medicaid managed care is 18%. Self-pay is 7%. Our Medicare fee-for-service is 5%. Our Medicare managed care is 5%, with all others representing 5%. On our hospital side, Medicare fee-for-service is 20%. Blue Cross represents 16%. Medicaid managed care is 18%, Medicare managed care is 15%, Medicaid fee-for-service is 9%, with all others representing 22%. Next question is, can you estimate how many total unique contracts?
Hello?
I'm sorry to interrupt. That was very quick in order to capture that information. Would this be the answers you could provide in writing at a later date, or is it possible for you to repeat those payer percentages?
The call will actually be recorded and posted on our website.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And again, the information is available on our audited financial statements as well. Can you estimate how many total unique contracts associated fee schedules are in place across ECMC? We have 22 associated contracts with fee-for-service. What is the number of third-party payers currently contracted with ECMC? And currently we have 12. Next question, again, refer to our audited financials. The question reads, for 2018, what were the total bill charges and number of encounters attributable to third-party payers for inpatient and outpatient services? Our total gross charges for fiscal year 2018 was $1 billion. In terms of encounters, we had 453 individual encounters, and our inpatient volumes were 20,500. What percentage of patient population is commercial, HMO, PPO, Medicaid only, Medicare only, and self-pay. Again, that can be found on our audited statements. I will share that information with you as I have that in front of me. In terms of concentration of risk, our Medicare represents 28.5, Medicaid is 28.4, commercial and other third parties is 30, our no fault is 9.9, and our self-pay volumes are 3.2%. Next questions, can 837 files be provided? And the answer is yes, they can be provided to the successful firm for this proposal. What PFS system is currently in use? We are a Meditech shop. We are on version 5.6. Next question, is a system conversion migration anticipated in the next 18 to 24 months? And the answer to that is nothing is planned at this time. Will remote access to and printing of UB04s and medical records be permitted? And the answer to that is yes, subject to our IT security policies and successful completion of the contract. Prior to commencement of services, does ECMC anticipate excluding payers, patient types, or patient services from consideration because of in-house efforts? And the answer to that is yes. We have current workers' comp, no fault, and some additional contracts with the county that would be excluded. What are the zero balance and bad debt policies? For zero balance, we maintain all the zero balances within our Meditech environment, and we can access those at any time. For our bad debt, we are compliant with all state and federal requirements. What is the expected volume? We do expect the volume to be high. We've got quite an inventory that needs to be reviewed for an exact count, and that has not been determined at this time. Do we have the right to appeal denials consistent with payer guidelines? The answer is yes. Next question, for RFP purposes, if certain documentation is not required based on the type of entity we are, do we leave them blank and submit them, or do we leave them completely out of the response? Example is Exhibit B2. Any documentation that's not applicable to your firm for this particular RFP should be omitted from your submission. Are they using Meditech or contract management tool to net down balances? Currently in our Meditech environment, we are applying inpatient proration rules. We are currently deep into an additional project which will allow us to apply contract management rules to net down balances for both inpatient and outpatient. With the expected go live of September 1. Is there an incumbent vendor for these services? The answer to that is yes. We have previously outsourced it and we are looking to replace that vendor. What entities are involved in this RFP? Clinics, hospitals, physician groups? The answer to that is all. What is the case mix of inpatient versus outpatient? We don't track outpatient case mix. We have an acute-only case mix, again, for fiscal year ending 18, that was 1.85, and a total case mix of 1.54. What are the date parameters for review eligibility? The response to that would be all zero balance accounts that are within the timely filing parameters. Would zero balance review allow for provider discount compliance and recovery services and transfer DRG? Yes. Whether companies from outside the USA can apply for this? The answer to that is no. Whether we need to come over there for meetings? This project can be done remotely, but there may be circumstances when an on-site meeting or review is required. Can we submit the proposals via email? The response to that is no. All proposals must be submitted through Bonfire, and that is within ECMC's procurement portal. Those are all of the questions that have been submitted to this point.
Any other questions?
Are there any other questions or clarifying questions that you may have? Okay. Hearing none, we will adjourn this call. Again, thank you for your participation, and we look forward to receiving your information.
Thank you.
Great job.
Ta-da.
Wow.
Great job.
Yay.
Wow.